Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yandan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says water conservation is a matter of social commitment. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Ramdas Athawale lays foundation stone for Naga Mandi at Siddikema A. Governor Larkinison terms education as cornerstone of progress in society. An Indian shotputter from Nagaland, Hokkato Hodoje Sema, to be in action at Paris Paralympic Games tonight. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that water conservation is not just a policy, but a matter of social commitment. He said it is also an effort and a virtuous act, and there is generosity as well as responsibility in the act. The Prime Minister was addressing the launch event of the Water Conservation Initiative Jal Sanchay Jan Bhagidari in Surat, Gujarat through video conferencing today. Modi stressed people's participation in all water conservation efforts to ensure a sustainable future for our coming generations. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Ramdas Athawale today laid the foundation stone for Naga Mandi at Siddikema A. The agricultural marketplace will be developed by Rural Agro Farms Limited Liability Partnership in collaboration with the Department of Agriculture. The foundation stone was laid in the presence of Chief Minister Nipurio and Advisor Agriculture Madan Yantan. The facility covering 10 acres will include designated areas for grain and vegetable markets aimed at enhancing trade, providing modern amenities and boosting the state's agrarian economy. Key features of Naga Mandi include a fair and transparent marketplace for farmers to sell their produce at competitive prices, improved market access and reduced post-harvest loss through efficient procurement, storage and distribution and infrastructure supporting economic growth. The Mandi will feature 110 retail outlets for traders, 10 warehouses with a total capacity of 4,000 metric tons, 2 auction yards, 2 cold storage units of 500 metric tons each, and Kisan Pawan for visiting farmers. Chief Minister Nipurio said the newly inaugurated Naga Mandi will serve as a hub for wholesale purchase and sale of various agri commodities. In a social media post, he said the Mandi will bring opportunity for revenue generation, contribute to the agricultural and economic development of Nagaland, and foster a sustainable and inclusive environment for the local community. Rio also expressed gratefulness to the Minister of State Ramdas Athawale for his commitment to advance the agri landscape in Nagaland. Governor Larkinison today said education is the cornerstone of progress in a society. However, it is the inclusion of spiritual and moral values within that education which will truly shape the citizens of tomorrow, he said. The governor was addressing the graduation ceremony of St. Joseph's College, Chakama. He commended the graduating students and urged them to look towards the future with a sense of responsibility and resolve. The governor also encouraged the students to use their boundless potential and fresh perspectives and lead the nation's movements towards Viksit Bharat. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs K.G. Kenye called for tapping the full potential of the state's engineers, acknowledging them as key architects of modern life. Speaking at the General Biennial Conference of the Federation of Nagaland State Engineering Service Association at Kohima today, Kenye highlighted the significant challenges faced by engineers, citing the lack of financial resources as a major hindrance to realizing their ideas and visions. The minister lamented Nagaland's lack in infrastructure, commerce and resource utilization compared to its neighboring states. Despite being rich in natural resources, the state has struggled to harness its potential due to financial and political constraints, Kenye said. He pointed out to the stalled development of waterways and roadways and stressed the importance of power infrastructure, especially hydroelectricity, for boosting industrial growth. Kenye also highlighted the unresolved political situation as a major barrier to the private investment and industry development, contributing to high unemployment rates, besides stalling youth from exploring their full potentials. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed upon the significance of attaining education in one's mother tongue. Modi discussed the impact of the national education policy at an interaction with awardees of the National Teachers Award at his residence in New Delhi. He suggested that the teachers can teach local folklore to students in different languages so that students can learn multiple languages and also get exposure to the vibrant culture of India. The third edition of organic King Chili Naga Mircha festival was held today at Sihama village under Kohima district. Director of Horticulture Department Maya Sashi inaugurated the festival as special guest. The festival, which started in 2022, aims to promote Naga Mircha growers of Sihama village, which is recognized for its unique hotness and taste from other king chilies. The festival has become an annual celebration, earning Sihama village the title Land of King Chili. General Secretary of the Organizing Committee, Savio Mehta, said around 150 households from the village cultivate King Chili, covering 150 hectares. He said the village grows four varieties of King Chili, differentiated by the color. The festival witnessed people from nearby villages and Kohima rushing to purchase varieties of King Chili, such as dry, fresh, bounded, and pickled items. Organic vegetables, fruits, and trinkets were also put up for sale. Other highlights of the festival included King Chili eating competition and traditional games. It may be mentioned that Naga Mircha, also referred as King Chili or Raja Mircha from Nagaland, received the GI certification in 2008. Efforts are ongoing to restore the damage and bring normality to the disaster hit areas on National Highway 29. As an immediate emergency arrangement, a single lane of the highway was opened today and is operational with 20 heavy vehicles at one go. Meanwhile, Deputy Commissioner Jum Kitima has issued an advisory to ensure smooth movement of essential commodities and travellers from Jum Kitima to Kohima and vice versa. The advisory said priority will be given to heavy vehicles carrying essential items to ply from Chade Bridge at Batkai Junction to New Jum Kitima on an hourly basis, depending on the structural integrity of the road and weather conditions. Only light vehicles are allowed to ply from Jum Kitima Town, Old Jack Cake, to New Jum Kitima via Old Village Road. The state government has declared tomorrow, the 7th September, as a holiday for government offices located in Kohima. A notification by the Home Department said this has been effected in lieu of the declaration of working day on August 24 on account of the recently concluded 5th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly. And in sports, at Paris Paralympic Games, Indian para athlete from Nagaland, Hokkaido Hotoje Sema, will be eyeing a podium finish in men's shot put F57 final tonight. The competition will begin at 10:34 p.m. The event will also see Soman Rana in action for India. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says water conservation is a matter of social commitment. Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment Ramdas Athawale lays foundation stone for Naga Mandi at Siddikema A. Governor Lal Ganesan terms education as cornerstone of progress in a society. An Indian shot putter from Nagaland, Hokkaido Hotoje Sema, to be in action at Paris Paralympic Games tonight. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.